Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 206. This is the Longevity Plan, and the topic today is, does vitamin D prevent colds? The latest research. Vitamin D, it's good for your bones. However, not getting enough vitamin D has been linked to heart disease, cancer, and dementia. But does vitamin D prevent colds? In this study that I'm going to review, we're going to look at the latest research at vitamin D and its impact on colds, flu, and other respiratory tract infections. Thus, if you or a loved one has been sick this year, this is a podcast you're not going to want to miss, and you may want to share this one with a friend. My vitamin D challenges. As my blog readers and podcast listeners know, I'm not a fan of supplements unless it's for a critical nutrient or a vitamin that you can't get naturally. For me, vitamin D fits this category. I recently had my vitamin D level checked at the end of the summer. I picked this time because I wanted to see what my levels were in the best possible situation. As I often go on long mountain bike rides or trail runs during the summer, I figured my vitamin D levels would at least be normal this time of the year because of all the sun exposure. But I was wrong. Even with eating fish and getting a lot of sun, my vitamin D came back at 25 nanograms per milliliter. Just for reference, at my hospital, the normal range for vitamin D is 30 to 80 nanograms per milliliter. So at 25, I was definitely vitamin D deficient, even though I had lots of sun and was eating a fair amount of fish. Knowing that I have a clear vitamin D deficiency that can't be corrected naturally, I have faithfully taken a vitamin D supplement this winter. Remarkably, even with four young children, frequent periods of sleep deprivation while being on call at the hospital, and several colds that went through our family, I have not been sick once this year. I figured it was my healthy diet that protected me against colds, the flu, and other respiratory tract infections. But then, this study just came out, and this is the study we're going to talk about in this podcast today. Based on my careful review of this study, perhaps it is my daily vitamin D supplement that is protecting me from getting sick this winter. The Vitamin D and Colds Study. This past week in the prestigious British Medical Journal, 25 researchers from Harvard as well as many other major medical centers from around the world published their findings on vitamin D supplements and the risk of respiratory tract infections. In this study, researchers pooled the results of 25 independent vitamin D studies involving 11,321 people. Here are the four main findings when they pooled the results of these 25 vitamin D studies and thousands and thousands of patients. Number one, taking any vitamin D supplement reduced your risk of getting an upper respiratory tract infection by 12%. Those taking a daily dose of vitamin D were 19% less likely to get an upper respiratory tract infection. Number three, and this is what really struck me, and I fall into this category. Number three, for those people with a documented vitamin D deficiency, like me, a daily dose of vitamin D reduced their chances of getting an upper respiratory tract infection by 70%. 70% reduction in winter colds for those who are low in vitamin D and take a supplement every day. Number four, there were no statistically significant complications of taking vitamin D observed in the study. So what does the study tell us? The key message of the study is that a daily dose of vitamin D seems to be protective against colds and other illnesses. However, for those with a documented vitamin D deficiency, like me, the protective effects are literally off the charts. Maybe that explains why when I should have gotten sick, when all my family got sick and I've got young children and they're constantly exposed to stuff and I'm, you know, being on call at the hospital, I'm often sleep deprived, but I never got sick this year. When researchers looked at dosing frequency, the daily dose of vitamin D was the more protective way to go. This is probably because periodic big doses of vitamin D change gene expression and other metabolic pathways. What doesn't this study tell us? First, it doesn't tell you how much vitamin D you should take. As this study pooled the results of 25 previously published studies, the vitamin D dose used in every study was completely different. Thus, as everyone's need for vitamin D varies, please ask your doctor what dose, if any, is right for you. Second, this study didn't find that you had to get your vitamin D above a certain level to be protected from colds or other illnesses. Rather, just the act of taking a daily dose, regardless of whatever your level ended up being, seemed to be what was most important as far as protecting yourself against the wintertime colds and viral illnesses. So, how does vitamin D protect you from colds? Many blog listeners are probably wondering, how on earth does vitamin D keep you from getting sick? Interestingly, vitamin D has been shown in many studies to strengthen the immune system. With a strong immune system, bacteria and viruses don't stand much of a chance. Can you get too much vitamin D? The short answer is yes. You want to keep your vitamin D levels below 100 nanograms per milliliter. When vitamin D levels get too high, people may suffer from high calcium levels in their blood or kidney stones. In addition, our research has shown that the risk of a dangerous heart condition, called atrial fibrillation, shoots way up when vitamin D levels get above 100 nanograms per deciliter. The bottom line is that if you and your physician choose to supplement with vitamin D, make sure you don't overdose on vitamin D, because yes, you can overdose on vitamin D. You can get heart problems, kidney stones, and all sorts of other issues. How can you get more vitamin D naturally? It is always best if you can get everything your body needs naturally. When it comes to vitamin D, your very best source is the sun. If you live far from the equator, like I do in Salt Lake City, then it is next to impossible to get any meaningful dose of vitamin D from the sun during the winter months. If you live closer to the equator, you may be able to get year-round vitamin D from the sun. During the summer, 15 minutes of midday sun is all most people need for their daily dose of vitamin D. Of course, if you've had skin cancer or other issues, you'd want to talk with your physician first before getting your daily sun dose of vitamin D. When the sun isn't available, the very best food source is fish. For example, just a 158-calorie serving of salmon, which works out to be 4 ounces, or for those listeners who are outside the United States, that's 113 grams. So just one small serving of salmon provides 128% of the vitamin D you need for the day. Also, most milks, that could be soy, almond, cow milk, whatever, are supplemented with vitamin D as well. So you're getting vitamin D that way. Take-home message. The key takeaway of this study is that we now have pretty strong evidence that vitamin D supplements prevent colds and other illnesses. To get this benefit, the vitamin D supplement should be taken daily, and the best results are for people with a documented vitamin D deficiency like me. As vitamin D toxicity, that's getting too much, can cause heart problems or other complications like kidney stones, please be sure to only take vitamin D under the supervision of your physician. For most healthy people, especially those with a lighter skin color, they may only need a vitamin D supplement during the winter when they can't get it naturally from the sun. And likewise, if you live in a warm area like Southern California, Florida, Hawaii, one of these places, you may not ever need a vitamin D supplement because you're getting year-round vitamin D from the sun. So my question to you is, do you take a vitamin D supplement? I'd love to hear your thoughts, comments, and questions. Please go onto my website, drjohnday.com or thelongevityplan.com. Find blog number 206, and that's titled, Does Vitamin D Prevent Colds? The Latest Research. Scroll all the way down to the bottom. Leave your questions. Leave your comments. If you leave a question, I'll do my best to answer it within 24 hours. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please, please, please tell a friend, sign up for my free weekly newsletter, and make sure you're subscribed to this podcast. And until next time, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.